Welcome back, everybody. This is the eBay Auction Tips, and I'm your host, Scott Patton. I have a very, very special guest today. His name is Alec Jeffries, and he's on the line all the way from Wales in the UK. Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, Scott. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, Alex, just for those of listeners who have never met you before have never heard about what you're doing, could you give us a little bit of your background, how you got into the internet marketing scene? And I understand you really like eBay, so just a little bit of your background.
Yeah, definitely. What happened was, Scott, I was working in construction, doing all sorts of different types of work in construction, and I've got to be fair, you know, I did enjoy it, but the hours were tedious, and the money was also, and I just knew there was something else out there. Now, a friend of mine introduced me to eBay, and from the off, we were making some decent money because he already had a niche, and I helped him out there. So it went on, and we were making some money. We separated. I tried going my own way, but still on eBay, and I found information, people selling information on eBay.
Oh, interesting.
Interested me, but the thing was, I didn't understand eBooks. Why all these people were selling eBooks, 99 cents, etc. There was just no money to be made. So I thought I could sell hundreds and hundreds. I had to go, Scott, but didn't make any money. The reason was I didn't understand viral marketing. So what I did, I actually went on to eBay and continued selling information, but I sold it in the form of CDs. And, so basically I was selling the information, packaging it, and sending them in the post. And, we were making some decent money. We were making around $2,000 a month, which, on the side as well as working, it was pretty decent money.
That's a nice part-time job.
Yes, so you can understand that it got me more and more excited, and as things went on, I was making more and more money. I started selling physical products, and I started selling motorbikes on eBay. And
oh, interesting!
Basically, I thought I thought I could follow the herd. A lot of people were selling them on there, making a lot of money. But when I got into the market, it was absolutely saturated. Now, I had a lot of money tied up in motorbikes, sitting there, and they weren't selling on eBay, so I had to, box clever. What I started doing was actually learning how to generate traffic from different areas of the internet, from, niche forums, motorbike forums, etc., and sending them straight to my eBay shop rather than having to search through all of the traffic on eBay.
Right.
And basically, I skipped my competition. I actually blanked them out. Now, with this, I started making, tens of thousands of dollars a day, that I had the generated traffic. So I kind of learned, this can happen with a system in place, and obviously mm-hmm. just getting more strategic. So that's, at that point, then I was making enough money to basically, travel the world however I wanted. And I went out to meet your good friend Tim Knox. He was holding a seminar in Alabama.
Yeah.
And, I went out there, I met Tim, Jim Cochran was there, Jason James. And, I spent the weekend with them telling them all about, my system with selling physical products. Now, the whole weekend they were teaching us about information marketing and about viral marketing, etc. And
right.
Basically, I knew quite a lot of it, but it was just those little golden nuggets that they teach that was worth, the tens of thousands of dollars to me.
Yeah, and, it's funny how you can you know kind of a system, but you're missing just little pieces along the way that make all the difference, right?
Yeah, and it was just those tiny small things, Scott, and that's what changed my business. From that day forward, Tim took me under his wing. He was my mentor, and I studied and studied, for months, for basically almost a year. It's almost a year now. I think it's about 8-9 months since. And I've studied and studied and studied, non-stop, constantly, and I've just bettered my system every day. And
nice.
It's just getting bigger and better, every day, Scott, is really exciting.
Do you still sell motorcycles, Alex?
So what I wanted to go on, no. Basically, the problem was, Scott, I was selling, so many motorbikes, I was a one-man band. By the time I'd get to the laptop, I'd have, PayPal payments in there. I would, have the phone ringing where people, more orders were coming off eBay. I'd have to go to the courier service. I'd have to pick up the bikes myself and drop them to the courier service. By the time I got back, there was the answer machine was just full of, phone calls. It was crazy. Literally just drinking coffee all day long to keep myself going. That's when I met Tim. I explained my scenario. I explained my system, and they said, if you change that system to information marketing, you're going to be rich and obviously have a lot more time to relax. So that was it. I quit selling physical products and I just went on to information, you know, selling information products, and everything's, you know, automated, or at least 90% of the business is automated.
That's the
which
key,
is always
isn't
cool.
It?
Yeah, automation is definitely key. So, you know, that's what I wanted to speak with you, you know, today about, Scott, is basically viral marketing and, you know, through eBay, and also back-end selling through eBay, because that's most probably the biggest eBay loophole that's ever existed, was the back-end of eBay.
Right, and I know a lot of people that say that they'll sell something for almost, they'll even sell things for a loss on the front end because they know the value of the lifetime value of their customers,
yeah.
And the things that they can sell them on the back end more than make up for the acquisition costs. So I'm really excited to hear about how you use eBay for back end selling. But let's get into the viral marketing part, because it sounds really intriguing to me that with your motorcycle story about how, you know, it was a saturated market. It was very hard for you to get the traffic, actually sounded like getting the traffic from eBay, but you were able to kind of go around and get your own traffic, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, so what I was doing, Scott, was I was basically getting videos. I was making videos because I drive motorbikes myself, and we, you know, a few of my friends put a video together, and that's what we were doing. We were posting the videos or the link to videos on the forums and then sending that traffic to the video, squeezing their name and email address, and then you've got them in your marketing funnel, and then obviously sending them across to eBay, to the eBay store. That's how it was going, you know, with there. And obviously I've changed it around now, kind of vice versa. And we're generating traffic from eBay now, because that's where there's so much traffic.
Right.
It was a little bit different with the motorbikes, because obviously I had physical products, I had a lot of money tied up in the business. With information, I don't have anything tied up. A few dollars a month hosting fees, that's about it.
That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, you know, with going viral through eBay, what I do is I use eBay as a marketing tool. I don't think I use it for anything else. No, I don't abuse eBay at all. You know, in fact, I'm most probably going to make eBay over $100,000 in fees and affiliate sales throughout my membership this year, with all the people I'm teaching how to sell on eBay and run this system. So, you know, eBay could never say that I'm abusing their system,
right.
But there is definitely a leak to this system, and obviously that is the back end. And I really love eBay because of all the built-in traffic. You know, you could sell anything on eBay. I mean, literally anything. And the good thing, everybody is either a potential buyer or a potential seller. You know, I don't care if they're only sellers. They're just as good as the buyers, because with information we can use them to, you know, to go viral as well.
So do you mean you use the sellers to sell your products?
Of course. Well, information, for instance, if somebody's selling ebooks on eBay, for instance, you know, they don't buy, I could quite easily go to them and give them my ebooks, because it doesn't cost me anything to give them my product, and tell them to sell my ebooks for me, and they're taking me viral. If somebody's selling physical products, and you know, we can, let's just say somebody's selling a physical product, and we can get something from commissionjunction.com, and you know, we can get an affiliate program together and put our affiliate links in the ebook. We can give them our ebook to sell or give away for free to capture leads for their products, and obviously they're taking us viral anyway. It can get a bit complicated that way, but you know, obviously that is another angle that I come at. If somebody only sells on eBay, I'll still approach them to sell information for me.
Nice. And but then you get the business on the back end.
The back end business, and they get obviously the free product, you know, they get the free leads. You get me? So that's something, you know, that's just another way. That's not something I actually teach people to do, but that's just something, you know, a little extra that we're working on. Like, for these reasons, you know, I've spoken about, I really believe eBay is like the best viral marketing tool in the world. And you know, like I've been speaking with you, Scott, I use ebooks as the viral carrier to spread across eBay. And how they spread across eBay is because we sell resale rights ebooks. We grant resale rights to the ebooks.
So a resale right would be, if you're selling me the resale rights to your ebook, I can take your ebook, put up a website, sell it myself, keep 100% of the sale price that I sell it for, put an auction up on eBay, and auction it off. That's what a resale rights means, right?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, what I do to, you know, to make it go even more viral, if I sell you the resale rights, I'll also give you the sales copy as well. So, you know, saves you time, makes the buyer easier to become a seller, yeah? It just helps the viral process continue. And you know, you, before you know, you spread across eBay. Now, when I tell people this, I mean, I tell people I sell eBooks on eBay for 99 cents. And, you know, by the time my fees come in and, you know, my PayPal fees, my eBay fees, it's mostly 70 cents. So, you know, I'm making 20 cents profit, if, you know, if that sometimes. People say, you know, that's not making money. And that's where most people fail, because that's all they see. They don't see past, you know, past what I'm about to explain. And for anybody listening to this call, I'd be, you know, must understand, you know, the money is on the back end. Definitely with eBay, I mean, there's potentially millions to be made. We both, you know Mike Fossena, Scott.
Yes.
I did a call with him, with my members, and, you know, when I was explaining the system to him, he said to them, you know, be very clear, you can become a millionaire with this system, because you generate free leads on the front end, and if you can back end them, and if you know, like you said, the value of your customer on the back end, well, that's still something I'm learning, you know, my lifetime customers, because I haven't been in business that long.
Right.
But when I do understand the value, that is when I'm going to become a millionaire. But, you know, going back to it, Scott, where people say to me, you know, there's not much money to be made on eBay. Well, it is on the back end. And if somebody could write an ebook, and I'm not a writer, Scott, you know, I use private label rights ebooks. You know, I can get somebody else to write an ebook for me.
Right.
And all you do is add your affiliate links inside that ebook, or you add your links to your mailing list, or you add links to your own websites, and then you PDF that ebook so nobody can change the content.
Right.
Make sure people know that they can sell the ebook. You know, make sure you make it visible that they have resale rights. Make it very easy for them to continue selling the ebook. You know, like I said with you, give them the sales page, give them an email to send to their customer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just make the process very easy for that person to go and resell that ebook, and people will sell that ebook on for you. Now, what they're actually doing is they're building your mailing list, because your links are inside the ebook.
Yes.
They're driving traffic to your websites, and they're making you affiliate sales, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
And there's a good chance that all those people, because they came through somebody else, you probably would never, ever have been able to find them.
No, of course. There's just endless possibilities, Scott.
Yeah.
You know,
that's brilliant, Alex.
There's endless opportunities. And basically, you know, your business is now being built on autopilot. People are actually driving you traffic, building your mailing list, making you affiliate sales for years and years to come, and you cannot stop it. There's no way you can stop it. And you don't have to do the work ever again. You have to do the work once, and, you know, you flow off onto eBay. Now, this can take a bit of time, Scott, to dominate, you know, a niche on eBay. You know, if you're just the only person selling an ebook on eBay, you know, you're selling it and trying to get other people to, you know, resell it for you, it becomes a bit tricky, and it can take, you know, a couple of months. But something we're actually doing in my membership program is we all sell each other's ebooks
on eBay.
And we all take each other viral. So we all help each other. And this is basically a kickstart to the viral process. So potentially we can go viral tens or hundreds of times a day. And then obviously all those different people then will continue reselling. You just spread like wildfire across eBay and across the internet, of course. So it's a very, very powerful system.
So if I was doing a book, say, on motorcycles, like, you know, the best places to ride your motorcycles in Wales or something like that, is that too narrow a focus for what you're talking about in terms of, I'm just trying to get an idea of how I would dominate a market on eBay with the ebooks.
Yeah, of course. You know, if you want to find a niche on eBay, obviously find something that you enjoy. You know, I enjoyed motorbikes. So,
right.
You know, I drive motorbikes all the time. So that was why I went after the motorbike market. Maybe a silly mistake, because obviously how full it was, like I said, it was saturated. But if you're selling information, the best is to basically get a small niche. And Tim Knox, I believe I actually heard you say on the call the other night as well, Scott. You don't want to just teach somebody how to play golf. You want to teach somebody how to,
Right.
stop their slicing the ball in golf.
Right,
That would be
right.
the niche, yeah. And it's definitely the way to go on eBay is in the little niche markets because there's no competition in the niche markets. And you'll see people sell ebooks, for anything up to $97 on eBay in niche markets like that. Very, very often I come across, the weirdest information on eBay selling for $20 a pop, and they sell them, they make a few a few hundred bucks every week just from one ebook. They're not, these are not resale rights ebooks. They're not granting resale rights. But I just believe in viral marketing on eBay because obviously the potential on the back end. Like I said, it's not about making money today, it's about making money for years to come without doing anything on autopilot.
So you've got this ebook, and you and a bunch of other people are selling it on eBay in auctions and in stores and that sort of thing. Would you then create a back-end product that you would lead people to? You had also mentioned just putting affiliate links in the ebook. What are some of the back-end strategies that you would use?
Well, what I actually let my members do as well with my ebook, Scott, is I let them brand my ebooks. So basically, like I said, inside of my ebooks, I have my links to my websites. And if somebody clicks through that link and buys my product, great. What I let my members do is I let them brand the ebook. So I give my members my ebook, they brand it, and they go and sell it on eBay with resale rights. Now, if somebody buys that book off them, reads it, likes the ebook, clicks the link inside, and buys my product, my member gets 50% commission on the back end of my ebook, okay? Because that's their affiliate link because they branded that ebook.
Nice.
Now, that makes it very powerful because now people want to sell my ebook because they're making back end sales. They understand that they can go viral for years to come and make commissions, okay? Now, what's the good thing for me is because I'm the person branding the ebooks or giving the branded ebooks out, then I'm getting, say I only have 10 people selling these ebooks, then I've got 10 people churning them out, constantly wanting to get as many of my viral ebooks out as they possibly can. So
Right,
as you
right.
understand, I've got spreading like wildfire with just 10, and then other people, then their customers will continue to sell them because they have resale rights. Now, what happens if we have 100 people that can brand them? Now, obviously, this is just not me, they can do this. All my members can brand the ebooks and I'll sell their branded ebooks. It's a
Right.
two-way thing. It's a great community inside my membership. There's a lot of us making a lot of money and going active. There's going to be a lot of rich people coming out of there. So, that's one way of generating the back-end sales. But what actually happens on eBay, Scott, is if somebody sells an ebook on eBay, a lot of people still send the ebook manually. They'll still send it in an email to the customer. With my membership, I give you a $67 bonus, SmartDD, automated digital delivery service, and basically this automates the process, so you don't have to physically send that product to the customer. It's all automated. You set it up and it just runs on autopilot, okay? But when I deliver the product to the customer, I don't actually just send them the product. I send the customer a link to a thank you page. Okay, so now I've captured their attention again. Now on that thank you page, I ask them to sign up to my newsletter and I give them a bonus for doing so. I try to upsell to them because they've already just bought a product off me. On impulse, I know what niche they're in, I know their interests, I know, what product they've just bought. I make an upsell to that specific niche. So hopefully, we can upsell to them straight away. And as well, ask them to view my membership program and ask them to join us, on this venture to make money with us online. So, it's very powerful straight away. I've just made a lead, sold a product on eBay for 99 cents, maybe not made any money, but I've just generated, a new opt-in into my list, maybe upsold a product to them, maybe got them to buy into my, my high-priced membership program. And as well as that, I give them the chance then to become an affiliate of mine, and I'll give them a video training. Okay, so then I'll teach them how to sell my branded ebooks, and I'll show them in video, so I make it very easy for the buyer to become a seller. and again go viral.
And it seems to me that one of the things that you've figured out, Alex, as you're going through this process and describing it, and you're doing a great job, thank you very much, of making it very clear, but you've said this a number of times, is you have trained your buyers or the people that want to sell for you. And I think that's an area that, particularly when it comes to affiliate marketing, that most people do a very, very poor job of. You know, they don't take the time. Like, you've got videos showing people step by step how to go through the process, and that makes it very, very clear and very easy for people to duplicate it and to do it. And you know, I know a lot of people that I've coached and talked to, they're not really technically inclined. They're you know, they don't have a PhD in computers, and you know, a lot of them are lucky. Sometimes I think I'm lucky to be able to turn my computer on. Yeah. And most people don't really look at it from that perspective of, you know, here is how you do it. It's one thing to say, well, you just go on eBay and you sell lots, right?
Yeah.
And like, thank you very much for sharing that. I have no idea what to do, right?
Yeah,
and when you put together that step-by-step process, and I know I'm just looking at your website right now, and we'll give everybody the URL to go to it at the end of the call, but it says how to get the most out of this website. Step one, step two, step three, to step eight, right?
It's a step-by-step guide. That's it.
It is. And it's just really brilliant. And most people, you know, because I'm an affiliate for a lot of different products, and I have products that, you know, people can sell through affiliate links too. But I haven't done that good a job. Most people that I've taken a look at their products haven't done that good a job. It's almost like we're too close to it. We understand it all, so we just assume naturally that somebody that has never even seen it before is going to understand it just as well as we do, which, of course, is such a incorrect assumption to make, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I really want to applaud, you know, the work you've done on your Easy Profit Auction site and the way you've gone about training people how to use your system, how to use the products, how to get their own products and use the system to sell. That whole thing, I think, is an area that, you know, everybody could certainly brush up on and improve on their websites.
Definitely. It's I've been telling, you know, the some of the top marketers, you know, about my system, and you know, and these are people who don't touch eBay, Scott. This is kind of the internet and eBay are two different, you know, worlds. These internet marketers kind of think, but you know, I've shaped them up, and they kind of understand there's, you know, some serious power in eBay, and you know, they believe I'm charging too cheap for my membership program, and they believe, you know, I should be charging monthly fees for it. But the thing is, it wasn't that long ago that I was in the situation where I didn't understand all of this. I didn't have a clue. You know, I wasn't born with this knowledge, and it was so frustrating to get those little pinches from here, there, and everywhere, and try and put it into something to work from, and then I was missing something. It was totally confusing, and many a time I wanted to quit. But I persevered and went through it, and I'm so glad I did now, because I've drawn down from start to finish how I did it, and I've put it into one place for everybody. And, you know, Scott, you can go to the members forum now and just look at, you know, how happy everybody is in there. You know, people are ecstatic, and, you know, it's a great community. I mean, this is going to be something big in 2007. It's going to be something very big. So I'm very proud, but I put a lot of hard work into it, and, you know, I work a lot with the members very closely.
And it's you're right. The members in the forums are just delighted with the results they're getting. And one of the reasons I think that they're so happy is that they can see that they're moving in the right direction. And I think that's one of the secrets to success, is it's always a journey. It's not a destination, right?
That's right, yeah.
Because you'll set a goal, and when you achieve that goal, you don't just say, okay, I'm going to sit on the beach for the rest of my life, right?
Yeah.
We set a new goal. And I like to hike, and the way I talk about it is, you know, I see the mountain top that I want to get to, but before I get there, I've got to get over this hill. I might have to go down a valley and then go over a bigger hill.
Yeah.
And, you know, so my first goal is to get over that first hill, right? Or get to the top of that first hill, and then I want to get to the next one. And And it's the same way as we're going through the internet part marketing business growth, you know, as we, wow, you know, if I could just make $500 a month, I'd be so happy, right?
Yeah.
You do it for 2 or 3 months and, well, you're not happy about it anymore. You want to make $1,000, right? And then it's $10,000 and away it goes. And that's just the process. So, and where people get frustrated, I believe, is when they understand, it's like you said, you know, you had this process, but you're missing these little nuggets along the way. And so it wasn't working as well as you would have liked. And then once you get those, away you go. And I think that's one of the great things about Easy Profit Auctions is you've filled in all those little holes. Here's a step-by-step process you got to go through. It's worked for me. It's worked for, you know, 100, 200, 500 other people here. So you've got the social proof and you just have to, you know, follow the system and you put it in a way that's easy to understand. I think it's just, it's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's no overnight get rich. You know, it is never going to be an overnight get rich program. You know, like I said, you can go onto eBay and not sell resale rights ebooks. You can go on there and just sell, you know, niche ebooks, and don't grant resale rights and sell them for $20 a pop, $10 a pop, and make a few hundred bucks a week. I mean, literally, go on eBay and search. You know, straight away you can start seeing people do it. But that is just a quick fix of money.
Yeah.
And you know, with this system, we've got a way. I'm talking, Scott. You know, I can remember when I was trying my hardest to make an affiliate sale. I couldn't do it. I was doing it all wrong. And you know, I was like, how do these people make these affiliate sales? And I come back from holiday and checked my inbox. And I made my first affiliate sale. And I'm not joking. My dog was looking at me. I was doing the moonwalk. I was so excited, yeah? And now, I mean, if I don't make 3 affiliate sales a day, it's like, what's going on, yeah? I mean, it's just an everyday thing now. And like you say, it's kind of, it just gets bigger and bigger. And that's what you do. You just got to grow. And just keep going with the flow. But, you know, it is exciting. And, of course, you know, we're going next week as well. I'm going to be meeting you next week, and we're going to New York. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
There's just going to be so much business coming from there. You know, it's just, I'm just so excited about going over to New York and I'm meeting everybody. And that's definitely something for anybody listening to this call. Start going to the seminars, the offline seminars. You know, follow Scott wherever he's going. This guy knows what he's up to, and you know, that's where we first met, wasn't it, Scott?
Yes.
You know, we met in Washington.
Yeah. And,
yeah. And I can't remember the first time we spoke, but I can remember speaking with you. You know, in the bar, and you know, we had a few conversations after then.
That's right.
And you know, it's just going to be so exciting. But you know, look at the business. You know, you helped me out with my launch of Easy Profit Auctions.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where the business is. Offline seminars. So it is exciting. It's an exciting time to start making money.
Yeah. And that's one of the themes of a lot of my podcasts, Alex. And I'm just so happy that you brought it up again is, you know, we sit in our little cubbyhole somewhere with 2 or 3 monitors on our desks and never get out. And that's, you know, it's a hard, hard way to do business that way. It's so much better to get out, make those relationships and then you come away with a totally different attitude when you surround yourself with people that are really successful.
Do you know what?
I'm done my point.
Okay, I was just thinking then, I do remember the first time we spoke, brought a smile to my face. Can you remember actually, we stood at the bar and Tim Knox walked into the building and you said, he is the eBay expert and he said, no, there he is over there. And he was speaking to somebody and he pointed at me.
Yes, I remember.
And he walked
that.
Over to me and you plugged your podcast into my ears and you stuck the microphone in my face. And that was my first interview, actually, Scott, and it was really scary. You know, it was really daunting. But, you know, since then, I've been interviewed so many times. You know, it's just exciting now. But, yeah, it was great, you know. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to meet up with you again and we'll, you know, have a chat. I got loads more great content about eBay to speak with you about, you know, anytime you need to speak.
I'm going to bring my recorder and we'll do a few podcasts from Long Island for sure.
Definitely, yeah, we'll do that.
Cool. Well, we're running out of time now, Alex. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to share all this information with our listeners. I know they appreciate it. I certainly appreciate it. And if anyone's interested in finding out more about how to make easy profits on auctions and on eBay, head over to www.podcasting-unleashed.com/easy auction, and that'll take you over to Alex's website, and it gets a 5-star from the eBay Auction Tips Task Force. And Tim's going to be happy to know that that you were a guest on our show, Alex. And I really want to thank
Definitely.
You for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Scott. I look forward to meeting up, okay? Take
yep.
care of yourself.
So we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.